Chapter 29. Mama went right out and bought a frame for my congratulations letter. Together, we hung the letter up in my room, next to Daddy's poem, which we also put in a frame. I spent the rest of the day trying to figure out what to do about Char. Maybe I'll call Charlize and tell her I'm sorry, but I gotta tell. Or I'll tell Char that I accidentally told on her. Or I'll tell her the janitor said he saw her. I stomp my feet. Char ain't gonna believe none of that. She's gonna kick my butt if I tell. You would think after beating those boys off John John, I wouldn't be afraid of nothing or nobody. But I'm scared like nobody's business. I'm sitting here on the bed rocking. Rocking and sucking my thumb like I did when I was 5. Like I do when I get in real trouble and can't figure my way out. I don't have no choice. I gotta tell. Then the phone rings. Hi, girlfriend, Charlize says, all sweet. How you doing? At first, she makes some small talk about John John getting beat up. I'm half listening. My hands are shaking. I'm so scared, I almost dropped the phone. I take in a long breath and start to tell Char that I'm gonna admit that she made me do everything. But then Char says, me and the twins been talking. We will bring $100 to your house today. That's the best we can do. I suck in my breath and say real fast, I'm sorry, I gotta do this, Char. But y'all don't leave me no choice. I didn't mess up the classroom by myself, so I shouldn't be the only one in trouble and the only one suspended from school. So I'm telling it was your idea and that you made me light that fire. I know you're going to be mad, but that's how it goes, Char. At first, Charlize don't say nothing. She's just breathing. I knew you'd punk out on me, she says finally. I knew it. Shut up, Char screams. I'm talking. Then all of a sudden, Char starts laughing. Really laughing. The hard kind of laughing that makes your stomach hurt. I knew not to trust you. That's why I stole Miss Saunders' watch and slipped it into the slits of your locker, Char says, and busts out laughing again. And when they searched your locker, guess what? She laughs. They found the watch. So they really think you did it now. She laughs for the longest time. Now tell on me, and I will personally kick your skinny black butt, Malika Madison, Char says. And I won't be by myself either. You hear me? I shake my head yes, like Char can see me. But she knows my answer, because she don't wait around to even hear what it is. Just laughs some more and hangs up the phone. I walk over to my bed and start rocking. They're expelling me from school. They think I'm a thief and a firebug. I close my eyes and rock some more. I rock till my insides are calm and peaceful.